And Kathy Dawes now, along with Riley County Extension Agriculture Agent Greg McClure. We welcome you here today, Greg.
And
I know, tractor safety is something we always like to remind folks of, especially this time of year, people getting out and about a little bit more, and just kind of a fresh reminder.
And it's that time of year that we teach our annual tractor safety course. And so I know it seems like I talk about the same thing every year, but I have a new crop of kids coming on. And so the tractor safety course is for 14 and 15-year-old youth who will be operating a tractor for someone other than their parent. And so they are required by law to have a certificate in order to do that. And so, you know, as obviously every kid ages every year, and so we've got a new crop of kids, and so we're going to do the same thing again this year. We teach this course in Wamego at CanEquip. It works out real well for us because then we have lots of equipment to look at. And, you know, we get a lot of kids come through there that really don't have a lot of experience. And my own son would be one of those. I took him along last year when he was 12, and we will take 12 and 13-year-olds. We just won't certify them until they turn 14. He hasn't driven a tractor, and we got home, and he wants to know why. And the why is, well, this is an old tractor that, you know, I have no cab. You know, one of us could fall off. You know, it's a one-seat deal. I just want to be a little more careful than that, which I'm like, you know, when I was his age, I know I was begging at age 13. That's when Dad finally did turn me loose. I was begging to get on the tractor, and that's what he's kind of wanting to do too. We just don't use it enough. But, you know, I think maybe all of the teaching over the years has kind of opened my eyes to all the danger, and so I may be a little more careful than some.
You've actually even had older people take the course.
Yeah, we've had older people. I've had them up to 65. In fact, that guy might have been 68. It was somebody that had retired, and the guy that he was going to work for said, why don't you go ahead and take that tractor safety course before you come out here? And it was worthwhile, I think.
And you don't really teach them how to drive a tractor.
We don't. We don't put them on a tractor. And I've told this story before. We did that once, and that's why we don't do it. It was two of us as instructors and 25 kids. And, you know, even though you're trying to put them on one at a time, you got the rest of them standing around there. And every kid said they had driven, and it was real obvious that some of them hadn't. And that needs to be a one-on-one deal. And so we talk about safety. We try to drill it into their minds, all the dangers out there. And then we send them home for someone else, you know, hopefully their parent, to give them that final instruction in actual driving.
And, you know, to be honest with you, I bet at least once a year, I'm just kind of guesstimating, but I'll see a story where even an older farmer will roll a tractor.
I'm sure it's at least once a year. And every time I hear one of those, there was one just a couple of weeks ago. You know, it was, I think, a 9-year-old that was run over. You know, it's just, it gave me flashbacks because it was a mower. And it gave me flashbacks to being 5 years old on the little Ford 8N with my dad. And he had a sickle bar mower, and I sat on the, well, I didn't sit really. I stood on the axle. Anybody knows how those things are made? There's really nothing there. There's an axle and there's a fender that's about, I don't know, 6-8 inches wide. And so I hung on for dear life. And I've asked Dad, he's around here now. I said, what were you thinking? And I guess he wasn't.
And that's the problem.
He was thinking he had his kid along, and, you know,
sure.
It's fun to have your kid along. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Looks like we have a phone call, and welcome to In Focus with Greg McClure.
Good morning, Greg and Kathy. I have thought for years that we need some type of legislation that we should have a law. You have a law that they have to have a license. You have to have a law that they know how to operate the equipment, lawnmowers, et cetera. Let's have a law that says one seat, one rider. One seat, one rider. So a lot of times these things are happening where there's a grandkid on a grandpa's lap, or down there southwest not too long ago, there was a grandchild from back east in the cab of a combine, and the blade or the one of the things in the front end came loose, came through the cab and killed the kid. I had a very, very good friend that I used to work with here, moved over to the Abilene area. Son fell off of a tractor with a grandpa and was run over, and I never want to go to another funeral like that. I had mentioned it to some high official at the Farm Bureau, and they said, well, I needed to do this and that and the other. I said, why don't you take the ball and run with it? I'd like to see you take the ball and run with it and get a law passed in state of Kansas, one seat, one rider. Same thing on a motorcycle. A motorcycle is only designed for one seat, one person. Bicycle, same thing. You see people riding on the handlebars and everything else. One seat, one rider. Easy to do. Easy to prove.
And that's certainly what we teach. You know, while it may not be the law, that's what we teach, and we emphasize that, and we beat it into their heads over and over and over. There's one seat. That's for the operator. We even tell them, you know, there is the instructor seat in those combines. We tell them that's an instructor seat. Now, I understand if that thing's got a seat belt, that may be a little safer. But, you know, the newer ones have that instructor seat. That's not really supposed to be for your buddy seat. But on these old tractors, one seat, one rider, you know, the problem gets to be the instruction. And, you know, we better be darn careful while we're doing that, because on the old ones, you've got to have somebody up there giving instruction. But, yeah, I mean, that's the point, and that's the one we make. Another point that we make pretty carefully, too, is that you turn that tractor off when you get off of it. And we know that there will be some adults who are in charge that say, nah, we don't want you to turn my tractor off all the time. You get off, you know, if you need to work on something, you need to go check the PTO, you know, don't be messing with that. But no, we tell them, if you're going back, if you're swathing, doing anything like that, turn it off and take the key out. Now dad's not going to like the key out deal, but I had a relative that it wasn't a tractor, but he was working under a truck and had not pulled the key. It was an operation where there's more than one guy around. Somebody else got in, started up, drove away, drug him, got caught under the housing there, drug him and killed him.
We have another call. Okay. Let's go ahead and take that call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
Yes. These people, everybody, you know, it's a farmer or whoever on the tractor, needs to use some common sense. I started on driving a tractor at 12, but prior to that, my dad had built a wooden platform over the drawbar that went from fender to fender on an old model A John Deere, and us three boys could stand on there. It was probably 14 inches wide and or deep in the width of the tractor. You could stand on there and hang on to the seat, and it was just as probably as safe as you could stand anywhere. But no, putting two or three people in the seat is absolutely ridiculous. They just need to stop and use a little brain power first.
No doubt. The interest today, Greg.
No doubt. I agree with you. I'm not sure that I would vote for somebody standing and hanging on, though, either, because there's usually something along pulled behind. And you know, that's just another danger if you fall off and get run over. And so, and you know, as we talk about this, I don't make a list. Sometimes I do make a list, but I can get to 5, 6, 7, 8 people that I know personally who have died in farm accidents. You know, some of those are relatives of someone that I've come to know later, but you know, there's a lot of them. The first one, though, was actually my best friend's brother when I was in high school, was killed in a farm accident.
I think maybe Dave wanted to add something here too.
You know, I think that there's a lot of things that, you know, growing up at a farm, and I'm guilty of doing a lot of the things that you've talked about, Greg.
Yep.
You know, I was riding on the toolbar in the back of the H and got bounced off and landed on a rock and cracked some ribs, you know? Okay, I'm not going to do that again, but not all accidents happen that badly. We had the previous caller talk about, you know, in getting this law in and making it stick by a couple of other things, like making sure that charges could be filed against someone who would be responsible for a person that's not in that one person, one seat rule. If there's another one that gets bounced off, that there would be some liability and potential charges for that. And I think that there's some point to it. You talked about combines in that training seat, and I don't think I'll ever forget this story that happened over north of Abilene, where a young man is riding with his, 3-year-old daughter in the cab of a brand new combine, and comes over. You recall this story?
I think
came
I do
over,
vaguely.
I think, a terrace,
yes.
And hit a ditch. And the girl propelled forward and went out of the combine, flew out of the combine through the front windshield. And that's going to be one of those freak accidents that will, you hope that never happens again. But I can never get that one out of my mind if I ever see a combine.
Yeah, I think that was an older combine, but still.
Was it?
Yeah.
But it's you know, there are going to be accidents in farming. It is one of the more dangerous jobs that are out there. I've got a very good friend also that I lost in a combine or in a tractor accident. He was working on it. It slipped out of gear. I think he may have had it run and pinned him up against a tree and killed him.
Yep.
Legendary broadcaster named Sonny Slater. You know, and I think that a lot of people take this. If you've been on a farm, it's a very personal matter.
Yes.
Because it's something that you're very, very touched by.
Well, and you have to understand that the people that this happens to, I mean, granted, you could make it illegal, but they don't want these things to happen. They don't expect these things to happen. And I'm sure they're their own worst critic when something like this does happen.
I have no doubt about that, too. I'm not sure that I'm necessarily in favor of filing charges on someone who's just had a tragic accident like that. But, you know, we will continue to focus on the education. And, you know, we need to educate the adults as well. And when we're doing this, you know, we're telling the kids, you know, just stand up for yourself and you go ahead and help educate that adult. You know, how many of them can do that? I don't know. You know, but we try to empower them and say, you know, here's the danger. You need to be looking out for it. And, you know, you need to take care of yourself.
Well, Greg, you've gotten a lot of interest in this particular topic. I don't know if real rapidly you want to run through the wheat in Riley County and corn. I know.
Well,
this,
let's give the dates for our tractor safety course.
Oh, let's do. You know, that
because,
might be a good
idea. That's where we started.
Novel
here.
Concept.
Let's give the dates for our tractor safety course.
Exactly.
So we do. It's a 2-day training, and so it is this year. The dates are May 26th and May 30th. So that's a Friday and a Tuesday. So we're spanning that weekend. Interesting that it's not back-to-back dates like we normally do, but in our world, we're scheduling around 4-H Discovery Days, 4-H Camps, and things like that that many of us go to, and those are the two dates we could find. So May 26th and May 30th, the class will be at Canequip in Wamego. Start time is 9 a.m. both days, goes 9 to 4 the first day, 9 to 3 the second day. Sometimes, actually, we're a little quicker than that getting out of there if we get everybody tested and everything done. There is a $30 charge, and that covers the course materials, meals both days, and snacks. And so register online by Monday the 22nd. So we need to register today or over the weekend at www.pottawatomie.ksu.edu.
Very good.
That's all we
Very
need.
Timely. Okay. Yeah. Well, and wheat and corn doing okay, basically, in Riley County? And
yeah, you know, just a quickly update on the crops. Don't think we had any freeze damage to the wheat from that April 27 freeze. Corn should be mostly planted. Interestingly, it's early, but I'm betting at least 50% of the soybeans are planted. Normally, we'd start planting mid-May, but we had some good weather. There's a lot of soybeans in the ground.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Greg McClure with us today, Riley County Extension Agriculture Agent. We'll take a break. Riley County Senior Citizen Center Director Jamie Ramsey will be joining us next. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
The historic Columbian Theater in downtown Wamego.